Meanwhile, Iran has condemned Israel's deadly crackdown against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Marzieh Afram has described Tel Aviv's move as a direct violation of international law, calling on the international community to react to the killing of the defenseless Palestinian people. Several people have been killed and hundreds arrested since Tel Aviv launched search operations to find three missing teenage settlers in the occupied West Bank 10 days ago.
Over the past few days, Israeli raids have become a regular occurrence across the occupied West Bank. Troops storm into Palestinian homes and workplaces looking for three Israeli settlers who went missing on June the 12th. Since then, Israeli forces have launched a harsh crackdown on Palestinians in the region. Israeli soldiers shot dead two Palestinians in the West Bank during overnight raids on Sunday. Palestinian sources say one of them was killed in the northern city of Nablus while on his way to a mosque for morning prayers. An Israeli sniper shot dead a second man from a rooftop in Ramallah. Reports say dozens of other people were wounded during skirmishes, which erupted in different areas as Israeli troops were conducting arrests. Palestinian officials say Israel has arrested more than 400 people over the past 10 days. Most of the detainees are Hamas officials or their supporters. Tel Aviv accuses the resistance group of having abducted the settlers. Meanwhile, the president of the Palestinian National Unity Government, Mahmoud Abbas, has hit back on Israel, saying that Tel Aviv's trying by all means to accuse Hamas of kidnapping, while it has no proof to hold the group responsible. Hamas says that Tel Aviv's allegations are aimed at sabotaging its recent reconciliation accord with Fatah.
Crossing over to Ramallah, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Nell Burden. Now, good to have you with us. Please fill us in. It seems every day the situation is deteriorating there as allegedly Israel continues to look for these three settlers. Fill us in on this latest situation on the ground there now.
Well, it is indeed a worrying situation, as you say, on the ground. This is the first time we've had such a large-scale incursion, a military incursion from Israel since the Second Intifada, and people are clearly now becoming extremely worried that this could really escalate and it could essentially turn into another Intifada. Just from last night, I was on the ground early in the morning. At around 2 a.m., Israeli troops entered the center of Ramallah and also the center of Nablus. They stormed the entire towns. They made further arrests. It seems that even human rights groups aren't keeping up with the amount of arrests they've made so far, but it's looking at well over 350 to 400 at the moment. The youth from many refugee camps and the centre of Ramallah actually fought back last night. They threw a few Molotov cocktails, but they were immediately met with live bullets. And this unfortunately led to the death of two people, one in Nablus and one in Ramallah. The other worrying factor in this is that actually it seems that Benjamin Netanyahu is now putting on his war paint. He stated that there will be collateral damage when it comes to storming these towns in search for the three missing teenagers. So it seems as though there's no real apology for these killings. There's been five people so far, one extra indirectly. So it seems as though this will continue until, as they claim, they will find the missing teenagers. But in terms of finding the missing teenagers, there is a very clear objective. It's not only making a root canal of the West Bank, turning everything over green, that's essentially referring to Hamas, but it's further trying to stop the unity government, which Benjamin Netanyahu has stood against from the absolute beginning. So this is another worrying factor, that until he breaks the unity government, this will indeed continue.
Well, you just mentioned something that I wanted to expand upon, talking about breaking the unity government. We have seen now Mahmoud Abbas basically saying that Israel has no proof and that they're pointing the fingers at Hamas. And of course, Hamas is denying that they're involved in this in any way. Experts on the ground there, do they believe that in general, perhaps, this is being carried out basically to destroy whatever unity that there could be in order to make each other look bad in the other's eyes, especially Hamas in the eyes of the PA, that they just finally were able to come to some sort of agreement recently?
Well, not only experts on the ground, but actually many activists and politicians are now calling out for the international community to make stronger rhetoric and action against these punitive measures, because they're saying it's not only about breaking the unity government and Hamas, but it's actually taking punitive measures against innocent civilians. Let's not forget that one 13-year-old boy died this week. A father of two from Ramallah actually died yesterday, and he was buried in the cemetery just behind me. So, you know, they're saying they are actually fighting against these continued punitive measures against the Palestinians, but they said that they need more from the UN. Now, from the UN, we had Ban Ki-moon saying that both sides needed to show serious restraint. Acting Chief of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, actually said that he will help the Israelis to find the missing teens, but they need to show restraint when it comes to the Palestinians. It seems as though even the Palestinian police have no power. In fact, yesterday, the Israeli troops stood outside of the police station in the centre of town, and the Palestinian youth, were so angry at the police for not actually doing anything about it that they therefore after attacked the police station. Now, this seems to be what the Israelis are essentially looking for. It's breaking not only Hamas, but the unity government and any infrastructure that essentially supports it. And it's also a form of weakening Mahmoud Abbas in his role. There's very little that Mahmoud Abbas can actually do, and he's made very few public statements since the beginning. Considering this is such a sensitive issue when it comes to these three Israeli teenagers that are missing, he can't speak out against those. However, his people are continuously being attacked on the ground.
All right, thank you so much for that update out of Ramallah. Press TV's correspondent, Nell Burden.